All right. He says it's okay to have long phone calls and visit other women. That is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm writing because my husband said it's okay for him to call other women and visit. He says he is not having sex, and if he's not, it's only because God gives me some clues that something is going on. Every time I find out, he stops talking to that one and starts with someone else. Steve, I love my husband, and I want our marriage to work, but I can't accept what he is doing. My problem is I'm a Christian, and I'm not young anymore. I'm 60, and I'm a breast cancer survivor, so I lost my right breast. This is the fourth time I've been married, so I really want it to work. The last time I confronted him about what he was doing, I asked him why he lies and keeps secrets. He said he can lie if he wants to, and he doesn't have to tell me if he calls and has long conversations with whatever women he wants to talk to. If I wasn't so insecure, it wouldn't bother me. I really don't want a divorce, but I'm not going to keep dealing with this. I asked him if he could see if we could see a marriage counselor, and he doesn't want that. I work every day, and when I get my check, it goes in the bank. We never go out. Stephen Shirley, am I wrong because I have my things packed? Do you think he loves me, and should I do like the Bible tells us to do, or is it too late for that? He
what
says
the
it's
Bible
okay.
Tell us
yeah,
to
I
do.
Don't know. I don't know what she's talking about there. I don't know. It sounds like she's got something twisted. He says it's okay, but what do you say? I mean, you have a voice as well. Your husband is wrong. I mean, it's not okay to visit and call other women if you're a married man. That just doesn't work. It doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good to you. And it's certainly not okay if what he's doing upsets you. You're his wife. I mean, how could he possibly think this is okay? He's married, but he's disrespecting the marriage and he's disrespecting you. And if he can lie and keep secrets about other stuff, why wouldn't he be lying about not having sex with these other women? You're a breast cancer survivor. Okay, do you know how big that is? That means you're
Woo-hoo!
A life survivor.
Yes.
You're strong, okay? You are strong. You're not that insecure woman that you think you are. You don't have to take this. I mean, you're not wrong for packing your things. No, you won't be wrong for leaving him, especially if he keeps up this disrespectful behavior and acting like a single man. What is he doing? He doesn't want to go to counseling. He doesn't want it to work. Steve?
Okay, that's stupid right there. Yeah. My husband says it's okay for him to call other women and visit. He says he's not having sex, and if he's not, it's only because God gives me some clues that something's going on. Every time I find out, he stops talking to that one and starts with someone else. Steve, I love my husband. I want our marriage to work, but I can't accept what he's doing. Well, but you keep accepting it. Because when you tell him about this one woman, he cuts it off and he starts it up with another woman. So you're just accepting of it. And he knows you're not going anywhere. And he knows he can do what he want to do because you ain't going to do nothing about it. So he does what he wants to do. Like me and Tommy was talking off the air. Tommy said, we do what you let us do.
Yes, sir.
We do what you let us do. If you let us, if you tell us it's cool, then cool. We'll even take it one step further if you let us. My problem is I'm a Christian and I'm not young anymore. How is being a Christian the problem?
Come on, Steve. Come on.
I get so tired of people using Christianity as a weakness. When he comes to you, he comes to you to give you life and give you life more abundantly.
That's
not
right.
To drag you down.
Amen.
Not to make you weak in accepting. Not to make you somebody's footstool. Not for people to rub their dirt off on you and walk around. You can't do that to me. Now, I'm a Christian now, but I'm going to tell you right now, I guess I'm just the other kind.
We need those two.
Yeah.
That's right. See, this is a war we in.
That's right.
And in a war, you got some people that's the chaplain. You got some people that's the medic. You got some people that fly planes. You got some people that bring in equipment. Some people that hustle in supplies. You got some people who sit there and make the uniforms. But somebody in the war got to have a gun.
Come on here.
And they got to be able to fight.
Yeah. I'm the dude with the gun.
Come on.
I'm a certified Christian shooter.
Come on, Steve.
See, I don't know why I'm not finna be the weak Christian, and I'm not signing up for it. Mm-hmm. You're gonna keep doing me any kind of way you want to do me. Where in the Bible does it say that you have to stay with somebody that don't want to stay with you? See, y'all keep using that, but does not the Bible say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you? So now, if you,
Old Testament.
If that's how you gonna do me, what you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Where is this weak law of Christianity? Quit blaming that on Christians. That's why I don't nobody want to be no Christian.
She's a breast cancer survivor. This woman has survived. You know, come on.
That's the biggest battle. Yeah. You done won that one.
Man, yeah. Now you've been married. This your fourth marriage and you really want it to work. Well, that one ain't working either. So what? You've been married four times. Walk out of this. You need to get away from his mind. I want to, you know, I ask him why he lies and he keeps secret. He said he can lie if he wants to, and he don't have to tell him if he calls long conversation with women he wants to talk to. What? Your husband can't say that to you. He ain't honoring none of his vows, but you're going to honor all of yours. How that work?
Who does that?
Man, he don't want you. Mm-mm. Am I wrong because I have my things packed? Do you think he loves me? Do this sound like love
no.
to you, lady? And are you wrong for packing your bags? I'm surprised. You wrong for writing. You should have been gone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.